Hello, and welcome to the DriveCast. I am Mark Shields, the campus life pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we dove into Matthew 26, a hard moment in scripture where Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he is praying to the Lord, and he knows what he is about to do. And I think nothing in his flesh wants to do it. And so it's a really hard moment, but he is willing to give his all. And one of the scripture, the title of the message is Give All in Every Season. No matter what time of year it is, we want to try to give our best and give all, not just during the holiday season, but anytime the Lord would prompt us. The specific scripture that we're in was Matthew 26, verses 41 and 42. And it says, "Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. 'Couldn't you keep watch with me for 1 hour?' he asked Peter. 'Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.'" And so that moment in scripture where Jesus is, again, petitioning the Lord, he's about to bear the weight of sin. He goes to his best friends and he says, "Hey, Peter, James, John, I need you to stay awake and pray and keep watch." And they keep falling asleep. It happens three different times that they fall asleep. And I think for us today, one of my points from the message was when the Lord calls, we'll want to sleep. Unfortunately, our flesh will not want to engage. And I think the enemy would have us just stay asleep. Don't wake up. Don't be obedient. And there's some things that I kind of challenge us with, and to be obedient in certain moments, these pressing moments that are hard, that we experience in life and that just come up in our regular day, but would be a mark of a life submitted to Christ. And so a couple things were just, you know, on Sunday morning, like when you have like a practice for your kids or something like that, that's come up, and the tendency would be to, you know, just go to practice and miss church. And I mean, that's a small example, but it's one that is, you know, could go a long way if we said, you know, "Hey, we're not going to come. A church is really important to us and we want to spend time with the Lord." And so just telling the coach, "Hey, we're sorry." You know, and just living a life as a testimony in that way. I mean, it's hard, but it's real. Praying for every meal, even at work, in the midst of coworkers and things like that. Just another small example that is pressing. I think the Lord would love us to be obedient in that way and thank him in front of others. But, you know, our tendency when those moments arise is to just not make waves. Stay asleep. Don't engage in that way. Don't want to offend anybody or anything. And another one was baptism. I think for so many people, that's a hard way to be obedient. Nervous about what people will think. Maybe you were baptized as a child and you're nervous about just upsetting your parents or making it seem like it wasn't legitimate. And none of those things are true. It's just the Holy Spirit has been prompting us to be obedient in that way, to step out in faith and show a picture of what Jesus has done for us in baptism. And we've just been squashing it. That's just real truth. And there are so many other examples just like those. There's just a few. But the tendency when the Holy Spirit prompts is to just, you know, stuff it and don't engage, fall asleep. And so I came into one of these moments just recently where the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. And I mowed some grass on Fridays just to make a little bit of extra money. And we had been trying to help my nephew. He had been going through some really hard times. And he had asked if he could help me mow to make a little bit of extra money. And my tendency was to, you know, I have it kind of down. I really don't need any help. And I honestly wanted to say no, but my wife, who operates really well as the Holy Spirit sometimes, said, "Hey, I really think you should. I think it would be good to spend some time with them." And, you know, I kind of prayed about it and the Lord affirmed that. But really nothing in me wanted to. And I ended up spending some really great time with them. One of the things that made this moment just so profound was that, unfortunately, as many of you know, but if you don't, he is 20 years old, and just a few weeks ago, he lost his life in a car crash. And in that time that I got with him was just so incredibly precious, and I'm so thankful that my wife said that, and you know that I prayed and didn't do what I wanted to do. I did what I knew was right, and I got to spend some great, great time with him. And we laughed, and we had some great moments. And I'm so thankful that I had that. But if I'd have done what I wanted, I wouldn't have. And how many times do we run into that each and every day? So today, I'm praying that you would pray and that you would give your life to the Lord. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I pray that we would overcome the flesh each and every day, and that we would be obedient to the spirit. So would you take a moment and just pray with me? And then afterwards, I hope you take a second before you start your day and pray as well. Dear God, just so thankful for what you did in the garden. Lord, you were crushed for our iniquity. It says the punishment that brought us peace was on you, and by your wounds we were healed. You were bold, and you willingly gave up your life in that moment. And then you went and went to the cross and paid for everything that we've ever done. Lord, we're now spotless and without blemish. And every day we get a chance to be obedient to you and to be good representatives of your kingdom, Lord, and be obedient in these ways, in these small ways. We so often say no, because we just want to, it's just so much easier to stay asleep, to not engage, not make waves. But Lord, I believe you're calling us to wake up, just like you told your disciples in the garden. Lord, I pray that we'd be a people that would wake up, seize the moment, that we would be giving in every season, all year long, and that we'd be obedient to you. Lord, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining us for the DriveCast.